Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:02 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. You can also hear us on 105.7 HD2 FM if you ball out and have HD radio. Wonderful. And InsideSTL.com. We're in the Gateway Buick GMC studios. Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Need a new whip? Gateway Buick GMC. Need a used whip? Gateway Buick GMC. Want to get your car serviced? Well, they have 38 service bays. Gateway Buick GMC. Gateway Buick GMC, Doug.
Get all right, I heard it. Yeah, that's where I'll go. Okay, I wasn't sure before, but now that's where I'm headed.
Like, sounds like you're kind of fighting it a little bit.
No.
Gateway Buick GMC's done it again. They're celebrating Columbus Day early at their store and would look to pass these savings on to you for a limited time only. You can buy a 2016 Yukon or 2016 Canyon for 0% financing for 72 months. You must act now. These deals are good through next week. Limited inventory remains.
Let them whip you up a nice whip.
Oh, bad. Hold on. Hot shots. Hot take, Bell. We got so much on this show today. I'm almost embarrassed that we're the ones hosting it. Kelly Chase is going to be with us every week this upcoming Blues season. And his first appearance is today. It's presented by Petromart. Every week, Kelly Chase, a guest of this radio program, talking Blues hockey.
Well, that'll be a treat.
8:30 on the Appliance Discounter phone line.
Tough talk.
Yeah, we should call it tough talk. And then at 9 o'clock, Cardinal General Manager John Mozeliak has some things he wants to get off his chest, and he's going to do it on the show of record.
Yeah, apparently he had his gathering with the media, Mike Matheny, and he felt a lot of important questions went unanswered, so he's going to clear up a few things on this show.
Yep. That's at 9 o'clock.
Is that what happened?
Okay. Then we have people writing in gay poetry at 9:45. We call it the Email of the Day segment. Two tickets to Blues Blackhawks on Saturday is the prize. Blues 50th anniversary season information, stlouisblues.com. They have their icebreaker event at Ballpark Village next Wednesday as they open the regular season in Chicago. First home games next Thursday.
Boy, that happened quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you got to say if you're in local news. Hard to believe the hockey season's here. Okay, let's take a look at the 5-day. So here's a magical little program for you on the Captain's Log. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart, John Mozeliak at 9 o'clock, and then Email of the Day. Plus, you can text in anytime you want, 855-CUB-TALK. That's 855-CUBTALK. You can call in, text in, email in. It's a show that's really all about interaction as a cover for the fact that the hosts don't really have a whole lot to bring to the table.
No.
But Doug, did you watch the Mets and did you watch the Giants last night?
I did. I watched them both.
I was going to go to bed, and then I wanted to watch Joe Buck's Undeniable because he was interviewing Tony La Russa, and I love that show even when he's interviewing like Abby Wambach. I enjoyed that one. But I really wanted to see the La Russa one, but I couldn't turn away from the Mets and Giants because you had an old-fashioned pitcher's duel. First time you had two starters go through seven scoreless since, do you remember, in the postseason?
It's been a while back. Yeah, I do remember. It was a few years ago.
25 years ago,
by
now that
few,
I've given
you
that hint.
I mean a couple decades
and
a half.
Can you guess, now that I've given you that hint?
25 years ago. Well, we're going back a few years now. Oh, we're going back.
About 25 years, it seems.
Yeah, almost a quarter of a century we're going back. So who, what, yeah, boy, I remember when those two guys hooked up. Man, you talk about a pitcher's
duel. Tim, why don't you just tell us?
As I recall, it was scoreless for the longest time.
John Smoltz and Jack Morris, sir.
Well, sure, yeah, I didn't feel like I even had to mention the names because the game was so famous.
Great World Series, yeah. Twins and Braves. Anytime there's a one at the end of the World Series, it seems like it's a great World Series. 91, Braves and Twins, 01, Yankees and Diamondbacks. In 2011, Cardinals and Rangers.
Well, last night, some people love more offense. I don't know how you couldn't have loved last night. Every pitch seemed like the whole stadium was on the edge of their seat. And two great performances. Thor was outstanding.
The mad bum.
And people were looking at him, and he didn't seem to mind when they were looking at him.
It was something else, yeah, whereas Yasiel Puig rubbed him the wrong way. Madison Bumgarner put on a clinic once again in the postseason. It's just something else what he does when the playoffs roll around. And so now, because of a shot that your wife called, Connor Gillespie?
She said, I think this guy's going to hit a home run here. And I was like, listen, woman.
Good for you.
I'm a baseball insider. This is Connor Gillespie. It's not going to... Boom. Home
Gone.
Run.
Three-run jack. And that... what is going on? Is that you, Doug?
This mic kind of... Every time you move the mic just a little bit, listen to that.
Sounds like a haunted house.
It does sound like a haunted house.
Maybe Doug's haunted.
Could be. My house is haunted. Okay, I'm ready now, Tim.
Connor Gillespie with a 3-run home run. Madison Bumgarner goes back out there. Complete game shutout, just like he did in 2014 to beat the Pirates, which then set up their series with the Nationals, which they won, and then beat the Cardinals in 5, as there was all kinds of ass play as far as the roster and strategy. So now the Giants head to Chicago, and they'll have Johnny Cueto on Friday night in Chicago. Who are they going to go with? Is it Samardzija too?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And so will it be Hendrickson too, and then Arrieta and Bumgarner in Game 3 in San Francisco? How do you do?
I'm fine, thanks. Hi.
My word! But the point is that hey, you know, this isn't a 5-foot putt for the Cubs. This is about a 20-foot putt. This isn't going to be easy.
This is an even year too, Tim.
And it is 10, 12, 14, and here we are in 16. The thing that people forget about Madison Bumgarner, though, Plowboy, is that he was an expert. Field?
His wife was an expert field dresser and got the baby rabbit out of the snake and nursed it back to life. You talk about a roll of the dice. Well, that wasn't a word for word, but I remember the tale.
Pretty good. You got the context.
Paraphrase. Mm-hmm. I think we bought enough time. Go ahead.
Hit the lever, please.
Yeah, it'll end in 3 seconds.
Oh.
Van, 2-1.
To be a big league ball player, 2 years ago in spring training, and he and his wife were roping cattle, which is what they do. 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball 2-2-1, and they were startled by a large snake. And Madison thought it was a rattlesnake, so he grabbed an axe and he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story.
Of course.
2-1 pitch. Low. Ball 3-1. When his wife, Allie, and an expert field dresser examined what was left of the snake, she found 2 baby jackrabbits inside pieces of the snake and extracted them. 3-1 pitch to turn it way inside. Ball 4. And after she extracted them, a short while later, the Bumgarners noticed that one of the rabbits had moved slightly. It was alive. Well, his wife brought the rabbit back to their apartment. For the next few days, they kept it warm, bottle nursed it, and the rabbit soon was healthy enough that they released it into the wild.
Like, there it is, Madison Bumgarner. Timmy Kirkjian was saying last night on ESPN that he has to already, even though he's only 27, go down as one of the greatest postseason pitchers in history. Now, in fairness, up until what year? When was the first year of the LCS? 69?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, for the vast majority of baseball history, you only had the World Series. So the pitchers pre-69 only had one series to pitch in. You know, how would a guy like Bob Gibson, for example, have fared if he had an LDS, an LCS, and then the World Series?
Or Whitey Ford.
For that matter. So, you know, it's going to be biased with these hit totals and RBI totals and strikeout totals and win totals toward the pitchers who have pitched in the wild card era with the multiple levels of series. But with that said, every time that guy goes out there, it seems in the postseason, he's money. Although I do remember thinking in 2014, game one of the NLCS, and watching him warm up, our seats are along the left field line, I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with Bumgarner, but he doesn't have the cachet of the guy who started the game 3 days earlier at Busch Stadium, Clayton Kershaw. However, Kershaw is considered one of the greatest regular season pitchers of our generation.
Trouble in the postseason.
But has had, specifically really, with the Cardinals, trouble in the postseason. Bumgarner has been great in regular seasons. However, in the postseason, he seems to excel, and he's just so damn calm and so damn dominant.
And the must-win, the winner-take-all games, he hadn't let up a run in three of those things. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing right there.
To me, he looks like Adam Wainwright's younger, huskier brother.
Yes, he does. I agree with that.
When you watch him, I don't really know why it is they struggle with him so much. He does have a breaking ball that breaks about 3 feet at times. But, I mean, he's not throwing 98, 99 miles an hour. But, boy, they do struggle to hit him. Intimidating presence out there. That's probably got something to do with it.
Well, I mean, he has very good command, too. And then, you know, he's using that high fastball.
I call it high heat.
And they couldn't lay off it for some reason. You know, it seems like it's a little out of the strike zone, and he just kept serving that up, and they kept trying to catch up with it. I thought that was a little bit of a lack of discipline.
So, Doug, what do you got here? It's time now. Now we know the final eight. You have the Red Sox and Indians this evening. There's a day game between two clubs that just don't like each other.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays and Rangers, a rematch of last year, the infamous bat flip, and then Odor with the roundhouse right to Jose Bautista earlier this year. Rangers, Blue Jays, Red Sox and Indians. And, of course, on the National League side, Nationals, Dodgers, Cubs, and Giants. Give me your bracket, if you would.
I don't think the Cubs will have that much trouble with the Giants. The Giants just don't score enough runs to win a long series, I don't think. And they can't pitch Bumgarner every night.
Yeah, they can.
They can't. Okay. I don't think the Cubs will have too much trouble with the Giants. So, the Cubs are still my pick, and I think the Nationals will handle the Dodgers. I think the Red Sox will win, and I think the Blue Jays will win.
I'll go with that, but I'll take the Rangers.
Yeah, I would I'd go Cubs, Dodgers. The Cat, you'd take the Nationals too? Really?
Yeah.
Dodgers are -155 in that series. I would, as a favorite on the road, I would go with Cubs, Dodgers, Rangers, Red Sox. And I think if the Indians are the team that they were 6 weeks ago, I would have taken the Indians, but they're just so damn hurt.
Well, they're hurlers.
I mean, it's such a shame.
Yeah.
So if they're able to get past the Red Sox, wow, all hell break loose in Boston. I mean, that's the most tilted matchup of these first round series. Interestingly enough, both the Rangers and the Red Sox are +200 to win the NL pennant. In other words, they're even. Blue Jays +275, Indians +375. On the National League side, Cubs are +120. That's how big of a favorite they are. You're basically getting even money if the Cubs were to win the pennant. And I just don't see it that way. I really don't. I think they're going to I would pick them. I just did pick them against the Giants, but that's not going to be easy, mainly because of the way the pitching matchup goes. And that's what Rick Hummel spoke to on Monday when he joined us, when you have that 1-2 punch, and they have it with Cueto, and he gets to start two games. So it's +120 for the Cubs. The Giants are actually a bigger favorite to get to the World Series than the Dodgers or Nationals. Giants are +300, Dodgers +350, Nationals +375, and the biggest underdog to win the World Series, Indians +900, biggest favorite, Cubs +250, next in line, distant second, the Red Sox at +500.
You look at what the Giants did in the second half, it's hard to imagine anyone being excited about their postseason chances, but they do have the pedigree. It is an even year, and they do have a couple of difference makers in that starting rotation.
Didn't they have the worst record in the National League the second half?
They did.
Yeah. I'm not going to get too excited about the Giants because Bumgarner pitched a great game last night. I just don't think they match up well at all against the Cubs.
Why do you hate him?
I don't hate him.
Boy, how much would Fox enjoy a Dodgers and Cubs NLCS followed by a little Red Sox-Cubs World Series? Oh, my.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think I'd get some revenue sharing.
You have a profit-sharing deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you get yourself to root for the Cubs at all?
No.
Just to kind of end this whole thing? Just to move on to another talking point every time the Cubs take the field?
It's not like I hate the Cubs because I think... I think the fans were a little overzealous recently, but I know some of those guys on the Cubs. They're not hateable guys, but I just can't root for the Cubs. I can't root for them. Doesn't mean I'm rooting against them. You know, it's just, okay, whoever wins is fine. But
what team would you root? I'm not for it. You don't root for anybody.
I think I'm going to bet some money on the Dodgers to win the World Series, not because I want a rooting interest, just because I think there's real positive value there, because I think it's, you know, of course, what the hell do I know, but I really do think they will beat the Nationals, and therefore they're automatically at that point in the 25th percentile area of winning the World Series, and the math that they're getting is 8-1. So I think there's value there. And I think that they fly under the radar because most people don't know who their number two starter is, but I would put Rich Hill up against anybody at this moment as far as a number two goes. And I think that's where the edge comes in. Again, that's not saying I think they will. I see it as value. Guys, I like Mad Bum, but I think Syndergaard would be a more generous lover. What do you guys think?
Boy, it didn't take us long to get off the rails, did it?
We were just talking about the Mets and Giants game,
7-17 is when it happened. How can you tell by watching them pitch?
It wasn't my text.
I don't really love the whole Thor thing with Syndergaard. He's obviously a very talented pitcher, but I don't know. I don't love some of his antics. But I don't know what kind of lover he'd be, Doug.
Well, why don't you ask him next time you're in the Mets clubhouse?
Well, Mad Bum took an axe to a snake, so I feel like he's a very aggressive lover.
Well done, Plowhawk.
What do you think about that, Doug?
I don't know that the two correlate at all.
Do you have like a rooting interest? Do you find yourself just kind of settling in and rooting for one
team?
Well,
it's more interesting if you do. I don't really. I didn't last night. I didn't care who won.
But that's, you could still enjoy that. I think it's better to have a rooting interest, but you can't conjure one up. So you can just watch that game last night and like it, not necessarily pulling for one team or the other.
Yeah. But usually as a series goes on, you begin to kind of pull for one team over another to win. I do anyway.
I just like excitement. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm looking for.
With baseball, but with anything else.
Yeah, I chase the rush.
Yeah, I know
I chase
the
rush.
Yeah, you live on the edge.
Doug was posted on the fan page. They were playing F, Mary, Kill with me, you, and Stan Kroenke.
Well, that sounds like an important topic to get to as well.
I was just scrolling.
7-17 is when the show went off the rails.
It's hot. A lot of people want to kill me, though.
Now, who would want to kill you with Kroenke? With Kroenke out there available.
It doesn't matter. That's the fan. That's your fan page.
Our fan page. First person plural.
But, I mean, you started
possessive?
It
up. Nurse?
So, let's
No, Bobby Bestel did. And then we had to create a new one.
You did.
When my offer was rejected.
But my guess would be if you're looking for a concentration of lemmings, right? The fan page would be ground zero.
They're all throwing themselves over cliffs.
I also see Tony Lee cut her hair off.
All of it?
That's nope. Timberfake's girl?
X. Speaking of that, Doug, I have a, the responsibilities, they never end. At 11:30 today, Ryan Kelly, Timberfake, and I will have a summit. Yeah, you like that?
At a secret location,
I don't know
I
that
assume.
It's a summit.
No.
You can't let the media
Officer
know.
Officer McCluskey, Salazzo, and Michael Corleone.
Mm-hmm.
But the Inside STL News team of Hannah Ray Yates, Michael Gaines, and Brendan Marks will be there with cameras to cover Kelly Timberfake 24/7. This will be the first episode.
We have a news team now?
Yeah, we do.
Boy, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Hannah Ray Yates.
And the reports can be seen
Michael T. Gaines.
InsideSTL.com.
That's right.
It's where the reports will air.
Yep, that's right.
It's going to be covered as a big breaking news story.
It's going to be an exclusive. Don't tell KMOV.
Will you put it on Facebook Live?
No, because we need to use the shears. Editing.
Need to use the shears.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure, of course.
Marketing. That's kind of my bailiwick. How big-time fights, even key wrestling matches, have a catchphrase, unfinished business.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we come up with one for this battle?
Oh, I thought you were going to propose one right there. Well, of course we can. The listeners are welcome to suggest it, 855-CUB-TALK.
How about this? Charity? Bah! Somebody's getting hurt.
Doug, does that roll off the tongue?
You're going to spell
charity,
B-A-H?
Bah! Somebody's getting hurt.
I think it's okay.
Do you ever have the idea of making T-shirts for this?
I think we should.
With charity, bah! Somebody's getting hurt.
And bah, again, B-A-H?
Yeah. Unless you have a better suggestion.
No, I think that's fine. Charity, bah!
Somebody's getting hurt. Do you know what a size queen is? Guy who's into big
Okay.
Do you know what a bear is?
Big fat guy.
A lot of body hair, like a bear.
Like a bear.
What was the name of the last gay bar you went to? The Buggy Whip in Palm Springs. Last time I was there, I went home with a guy named Jose.
Doug, you see how it ties together?
No. No, I don't. But I like a good drop, and that's a fine one.
You know, Anna Marie and I were lying in bed last night. All we do is talk about me. It might surprise people.
And you said, you know what else makes me great, hon?
She said, you know what? The Plowhawk is getting really good on the board. The Plowhawk's getting really good on the board. Plowhawk, do you feel like you've come into your own? We're now more than a month here into the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been in a rhythm pack a couple days, kind of on a hot streak. So,
do you feel like the fact that you smoke some marijuana before we go on the air helps the creative process? A lot of great artists use foreign substances.
Kat, that's a great question. I use it as my show prep technique, and it's been rather successful lately. So I'll continue that trend.
Yep, makes the creative
look at
synapses
fire. He is pretty well fried this morning.
We finally figured out the intricate series of levers, pulleys, and toggles.
I think I've got it down, Pat. Thank you, Doug, for noticing.
How come you went with levers instead of levers? Usually you say levers.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Well, you can say either.
I know, but usually you opt for lever.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Never say that.
I like cookies.
Okay. Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
That's one of the greats. When hot takes go wrong.
Just little old Connor Gillespie.
He'll rake on you. That's what he'll do.
Do you think they were in some trouble when they brought in Familia?
I don't know for certain, but I feel like he had struggled over the last amount of weeks.
He's had some shaky outings. And they were just going to go all the way down the line with Bumgarner. 119 pitches. But I like that. I like the fact that they stayed with him instead of going to the formula. What's the formula? Let's bring in a closer. No! He's the best guy you got.
Okay. Down low now.
Okay. See you, Douglas. That's just what the Mets would have wanted is please take Bumgarner out. Please take him out.
He also looks to be the kind of guy, if he says, no, I got this. You go, okay.
Yeah.
Right? He just looks totally in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like a particularly nice fellow.
Well, he didn't seem that receptive to any questions in the post-game interview.
What did he think was going to happen in the post-game interview session?
They were all like basic, short, easy questions. And he was kind of hassling Buster over them. Why? I didn't know. Why are you asking me so many tough questions? It was like...
I did think his question, do we have that sound, where he was asked, what do you want your legacy as a pitcher to be? I thought that wasn't the time to ask that question.
I agree with that.
But who cares? Because I thought that before you get the answer. Because so often, as we know, we are at the mercy of the response of the interviewee, and that response dictates most of the time, I think, in the audience's mind, whether or not the question was good. But really, in reality, it's the quality of the interviewee and also his or her answer. So I did think before I got the result, I thought it was odd, an on-the-field interview, which usually is at the most 60 seconds, to ask something is potentially poignant, especially if a guy who's not particularly loquacious. That struck me as an odd line.
He's not 40 years old either.
Right, he's 27.
It's not the end of the line here.
But the first couple of questions, you could sense that he wasn't going to give you much anyway. You know, I think he was heading that direction, and maybe Buster was like panicking. They expect me to fill a minute and a half, and I'm five questions in. Yeah. I'll go a little deeper with this one.
Mm-hmm. Is that what I missed? That is that what happened? He just getting one word answers.
Just short. Yeah. Just kind of like annoyed by the whole thing.
I heard Skip. Remember Skip Carey? I heard him years ago do an interview, and it was just like that. I think he was interviewing Dan Roundtree, maybe, and he asked him
power forward from the Hawks.
Yeah, he asked him five or six questions, and he was getting one word answers. And finally, Skip says, "Listen, you got to answer longer. I don't have that many questions for you."
That's what happens if you go in with four questions. And you have time to fill, and so you might start stumbling in. So do you like potatoes? You just
anything to keep it going.
Fight name suggestions coming in. 855 Cub Talk is how you can text in. 855 is how you can 855-CUB-TALK is how you can call in as well. The appliance discount or phone lines. Fight name, loans versus lice. Does Timberfake have a lice?
I don't know that he has head lice.
And I'm thinking that's dumb.
Kelly versus Timberfake, home loans versus the homeless. That's from Ryan with an R.
Better.
Not awful. I don't know that he's homeless either, though.
I can't speak to that one way or the other.
Try this one out. Charity, bah, someone's getting hurt.
Well, we don't want anyone to get hurt.
No, but you're selling the fight, Doug. We don't, of course we don't. But if someone somehow breaks a bone and it helps gate receipts.
Well, so that seems kind of violent.
Guys, how much does Tim plan on ripping off Stern? He might as well call the news Tim 100 News. That's from Justin in Columbia. Doug, he's a Hall of Famer, that Justin in Columbia is.
Howard Stern have news channel now, does he?
I don't know if they still do it. And am I the only Stern listener in this?
I've heard it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Yeah.
They still do it. I tell you one thing, though. I know sometimes you do things that Stern has done, but it's really just an homage.
It's a tribute. Yeah. A tribute, Doug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just we're a tribute band off. Is what we are.
Okay.
Speaking of ripping off Howard Stern, I am pleased to announce something that I shared on the fan page, and I know not everybody has a Facebook account, so I also want to share this here on the radio program. Doug, it is confirmed. I spoke with her agent last night. It's unbelievable. Bonnie Rotten will be in attendance at TMA Live at Hot Shots on November 10th.
And tell me again, real quick, her little resume.
Well, AVN Performer of the Year 2014.
Why don't you check your Twitter feed, because someone was kind enough to tweet out a picture, just what I needed in my timeline.
Mm.
I think you were included on that.
No. So she works the audio visual room.
That's right.
All right. Okay. And is she a new performer, Tim? Is this one that you've discovered, or has she been out there a while?
Maybe, what would you say, 3 years?
I have no clue.
What's her name again?
Rotten something.
Bonnie Rotten. Yeah, so she will be with us. Jennings is really excited about this. Might be surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he plans on doing.
Isn't that a bad name for a porn star? Rotten? Is that really the image you want? Rotten?
I think it's an homage to Johnny Rotten.
Sex Pistol.
So she stole a name, too, on top of it.
Yeah, I stole Stern's act. She stole Johnny Rotten's act.
All right.
Yeah, bring your raincoats, boys. So, Doug, that'll be a hot shot.
What does that mean?
It's an homage to precipitation.
It's going
to
rain that night.
Yes, it will.
All right.
Thank you, Plowhawk. But she will be at Hot Shots. I was texting with Jay Boyd. I mean, Jay Boyd couldn't be more excited about this because this is a huge star.
Yeah, but he has his own hazmat suit, so he's going to be fine. If you're just a regular guy like Doug or myself, and we don't want to get a disease, we're going to have to go out and purchase a hazmat suit.
How many people at Hot Shots
think... She's being one of the best fans in baseball right there.
How many would recognize a gal if she just walked in to Hot Shots unannounced?
Of our audience?
Yeah.
I would say 50%.
Really?
Yeah.
She's that big a star?
Yeah. She already retired, though. Sometimes they come and they go. Ah, yes.
Like the Karma Chameleon.
Ah!
You come and go. Can we settle? Can we open this up and do a poll?
November 10th. The location still to be determined. Jay Boyd says for this one, we got to ratchet our game up.
Why?
Because Bonnie Rotten's going to be there, brah.
You're going to giggle and act like she's hilarious and really smart and great people. And Doug and I will be uncomfortable. And I'll probably get some wings.
Wings would be nice that night. Yeah.
The Inside STL news team will cover it.
I think you should make them wear a fedora with press coming out of the ribbon.
What about it, Enema? What do you want to know?
Okay.
No, she was great.
They should at least have to have credentials. Make the news team have credentials.
The Inside STL news team.
Can we come up with a name for this fight since you have the big meeting? Let's go ahead and name this sucker.
Any suggestions? Call in 855-CUB-TALK. You're also welcome to just call in and talk Bonnie Rotten. And then also, Doug, you can text in 855-282-8255, but it spells Cub Talk.
Are you sure that it's an homage to Johnny Rotten? Because it might actually be an homage to Bonnie Franklin, if you think about it.
Yeah, for one day at a time.
Bonnie Rotten, Bonnie Franklin.
Kelly versus Timberfake, the expert versus the sexpert.
That's not bad.
Ross the Boss.
That's not bad.
All right, Ross. Not bad. Doug, what do you have?
I don't have anything.
What do you contribute?
Oh, shucks.
I didn't give it any thought, really.
Well, give it some thought now. By the way, you look clean, pressed, rested. You got some sleep last night, I can tell.
Well, yeah, I always get some sleep.
You look good.
Tim, she's hot, but her butt always falls out. Thanks. That's from Ryan with an R.
Maybe that led to her retirement.
Yeah, that would be something that you'd want to shut it down
for. Is it a prolapsed rectum situation?
Clip that off.
Is that what that...
I assume that's what
you're vile. No,
that's a medical condition.
I never even thought about what it could mean.
Well, what else would it mean? What else could it possibly mean?
I'm sorry that a prolapsed rectum wasn't the first thing on my mind.
What else could there be? You don't have the medical background I have.
Maybe she had trouble fitting her britches. Her pant had an issue. That's what I thought. I thought she had a pant issue.
Yeah. Oh, my ass hurts! That was a colonoscopy. Yeah.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Is that Doug?
That's taken out of context.
Is that Doug?
You'll have to ask the wizard back there behind the board.
Yeah, it's called Doug Porn Moan.
Can I hear it again?
I think you took that out of context.
You know, if you keep playing that, we're going to have like married men just circling the parking lot. It's like a mating call for Doug Lemming.
Probably a couple wrecks on 270 and 40.
Kind of people showing up with bouquets of flour.
Now, why would they do that?
To try to court you.
Yeah.
Part of the courting process.
More names coming in for the fight. The bitch versus the rich. The home loan expert versus the loan request expert.
That's pretty good.
That might be the way. That was Brother Aber. That's Brother Aber. Now, he's the vice president of marketing for We Are Live. So this guy's a marketing expert.
Brother Aber, that's a good one. Say
it
again.
He took a show that didn't exist 13 months ago into Afternoon Drive.
Say it again in your big broadcast voice.
The home loan expert versus the loan request expert.
Let's hear Doug say it. Doug, you're...
The home loan expert versus the loan request expert.
Plowsy, you do it.
Yeah, I think we need you on the voiceover, actually.
The home loan expert versus the loan request expert.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
you got the voiceover gig.
It's kind of wordy.
Leave Schreiber is out.
It's just a little bit wordy.
The champ versus the chump. But the problem is the champ is currently the chump.
Mm-hmm.
The strap will be... Now, that's going to be one of the big things here at this lunch today. I know this. And I'm going to want to be banging my head against the table.
It needs a
separate... He does not want to put the strap on the line.
He needs a separate strap. An Intercontinental Mortgage Championship.
And there was another issue going on, too, that I didn't want to bring up the other day that Iggy pointed out to me. Iggy is a big advocate and helps out with the Meghan Meyer Foundation, right? That's a cause you take very seriously.
Thank you.
And Timberfake... had said he's going to donate his winnings to that organization.
Oh, did he really say that?
Yeah, but then at our show, he
but
said
I didn't take it seriously. It was at Hot Shots, and he was drunk. So,
and then he announced that he was going to give his winnings to the other charity we had on the
Catherine
other day.
Cares. I think
Catherine
it was.
Cares.
Yeah, last Friday at Billy G's.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some. I talked to those folks over there. They are, God, they're wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to help them out in the future, too.
Guys, will Bonnie Rotten be offering up Polaroids that night for a small fee? Thanks, Chris in Belleville. Doug?
We'll get the news team on that.
The Inside STL news team. Hannah Ray Yates. Michael Gaines. Brendan Marks. The Inside STL news team.
There's three street reporters?
Yep. Brendan's the lensman today.
Oh, is he?
Gaines is producer. Hannah Ray on air talent.
It's a heck of a little news team.
Yep. Pound City in Mound City. That's from KG and O-Town. You like that, Doug? Because you like the term Mound City.
No one calls it Mound City.
I like that one.
Yep. If you said Mound City and you were Cleveland, people wouldn't have any idea what city you're talking about. Half the people in St. Louis wouldn't know you're talking about St. Louis. We got a couple of Cahokia mounds, a couple of piles of dirt, and for that we get the name Mound City? I don't think so.
The rumble to make Timberfake humble.
Not bad.
That's from Bill Otto.
No, not bad.
Tim, seriously, will Bonnie Rotten be offering up Polaroids?
Polaroid? Nobody takes Polaroids.
Yes, they do.
Who takes Polaroids?
When these girls come in.
They still do that, though?
They give you quick. Well, last one I was at, it was. They have a Polaroid. They take a picture, and that way they can autograph it once it dries.
I got one with Brianna Banks. What year was that? 2004, maybe?
I don't have any idea what
year
that was.
Special year for you, Tim.
And it was me, her, and my significant other. And she signed it, and oftentimes, like, ball players will sign best wishes or something like that. Or,
sure.
You know, I always sign thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. And you sign a lot.
I sign a lot.
You have to shut it down sometimes.
I sign a lot. Yeah. But hers, she said, lick me, Brianna Beck.
Do you still have it?
I would imagine I do, probably in the nightstand.
Yeah, it's not something you throw away.
No. The fight you will still be promoing in years, Justin in Columbia.
Yeah, that's true.
The feud in the nude, that's from Tony Dow. The beatdown in Mound Town, that's from A Tool Belt for Daddy.
We're not Mound Town. We are not Mound Town.
Caller Adam is on the line, but I can't call him up in here, so I can't put him on the line without everybody else knowing. Thank you, Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
I'm on now. Hey, is this Hot Shots thing going to be in Wentzville?
The location is still to be determined.
Boy, what do I got to do to get out here at the Wentzville Hot Shots?
Well, if you drop down $10,000 for a relocation fee or something. Yep.
I'll drop down and do something else.
Doug?
What would that be, Adam?
Listen, for real, shirt on or shirt off, would you bang Martha Stewart?
What kind of question is that for us? We're a sports station.
It's a Mound City kind of question. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I would. I definitely would. What is she, though? Is she in her 70s?
Probably
at
so.
Least.
She did a little prison hitch.
She might be 90.
Anything we got to do to get that out to Wentzville, I'll take pictures.
That's a Hot Shots call, sir. Wherever they tell us to go, we'll go. I mean, there were residents last night lobbying for their specific jurisdictions.
Is that true?
They really were.
Well, turn email me whatever I got to do.
Jay Boyd decision.
Yeah, go to Jay Boyd and say I'd like to sponsor it. Here's $5,000 to give to Tim. I'll bet that would swing it.
Who's Kenny Strode?
That's Iggy. He's right over here. He's listening.
I never talked to him.
Well, say hi.
Say hello. He's a great American. He's a patriot.
Kenny.
Yes.
Hi.
I'm a big fan of your lube coconut oil thing.
You do the coconut oil thing?
No, I laugh at that every time I hear it on the commercial.
It's a great spot.
What? You've never used it, though, to bang?
Mm-hmm. Coconut oil? No.
What you got to do, you get two jars, one for cooking, one for your face wash, and one for banging.
Easy.
The face wash and banging one are the same jar.
Okay.
That's it. This has gone on too long.
Okay. Thank you for calling,
that
sir.
Was Adam, and I don't have control of the phone lines today for some reason. But I just know the Seamaster's potting people up, and he's potting people down. So the Seamaster's even more powerful today. He's omnipotent.
Yeah.
Caller Adam is the GOAT, Manchild 79.
He is a good caller, I think, anyway.
He's vile.
He wanted to meet Iggy, so now those two know each other. They can be friends.
Yeah, they're friends of the feather. Yeah. Hey, Bud Light's the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Pony up at TMA Live. We have one at the Post on October 27th, the Post in Creve Coeur. And we have one coming up on November 10th at Hot Shots. The location of that Hot Shot still to be determined. And, man, I'm telling you, Jack, a lot of Bud Lights will be had that evening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to brainstorm for a name for this fight. That will be the defining.
Doug, you like Pound Town and Mound Town?
I didn't really like it. No.
I would make up one of those T-shirts. You got both fighters in a pose facing each other on the shirt with the name of the fight.
Could sell those things.
Yeah, I think you probably could.
I'd buy one.
Hey, you were interested in the TMA hat thing, the cat?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I think I have this on my desktop here. Yeah, there it is. So here's what we're looking at. So it's going to be in the model of the Washington Nationals cap, which I think is one of the sharpest looking caps in all the game.
Because it's got the blue...
background.
What do you call that? The dome and then the red bill.
Right, which is what I think the Cardinals need to go to on the road, but my opinion at this moment is being ignored. Now, this is a light blue, so that's not replica, but the reason we have this, and this is great radio because it's me and the cat showing each other copies of hats.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't shown you any. You're just showing me.
That's a good
point.
So
it's fine then. It's fine.
So that it'd be pulled down because the other one was a flat bill, and I know you don't like that. See, that's the flat bill.
Yeah.
So I talked to our guy at Winning Streak, a great sponsor here on 590 The Fan, And he believes they can do that. And so what we want to do, because I know I have a younger audience as well with the tykes who podcast like the Dickens in their 20s, those tykes more often than not wear the flat-billed cap.
What about the geezer community?
They go kind of like how I pulled this cap down. Right, and you as well. So I want to give options for both of them. All right, so it's red bill, Doug. See, red bill.
Flat brim.
Right, you get it. Mm-hmm. But we'll try to have options for both white writing script and then navy blue background.
I still think you ought to put 590 on there somewhere, just for branding sake.
There's a lot going on now in that hat, baby.
Just do a little 590. The
like on the back. What about on the back? Like over the little band. You disagree with that? I mean, there's a lot on that cap.
I know, but if you just have a little 590 the fan under.
It's an accidental hot chats, hot take bell ring. Accidental.
I like it, but I might go 590 the fan under it, if it's doable. Then you're getting into more costs.
Right.
And when are these hats available?
We are still trying to put it together with the great people at Winning Streak.
Oh, okay.
Boy, talk of that possibly being out there for the Bonnie Rotten edition of TMA Live at Hot Shots. Can you imagine the hats and Bonnie Rotten? Some of those hats would be damp at the end of the night.
Okay.
Doug, do you get it now? Do you get the perspiration reference yet? The wet?
Why are you putting Doug on the spot, dude?
Well, I didn't know if he understood.
It's kind of like you're going after Doug. I'm trying to coax him into saying something vile.
I never go after Doug. I think Doug's my favorite. Outside of Tim.
Of course.
And the cat.
Of course. Dude.
I'm kidding, cat. All
right. Plowsy's a thorough lemming, so Tim is at the top of the list.
Well, Tim does pay.
Yeah, his name is first on the thorough lemming list.
Fitted or snapback?
Not fitted.
It will not be fitted.
Yeah, because you're running too many sizes.
Yeah, I got all kinds of
things. But you do see those hats, like the Tennessee one I had. It's fitted, but it's kind of like elastic in the back.
The problem with those, though, is it stretches out too much, and next thing you know, you have a hat that isn't fitted. So I would go snapback.
Okay.
Tim, if I get a 590 tramp stamp, can I get some sort of advertising compensation? Thanks. That's from Butch Patrick's werewolf doll.
That's not a bad idea. Will we have a tattoo artist there at the next live appearance to provide tramp stamps?
I think
stamps?
We should maybe look into that.
I think so, nice. Too. Just like a
branding
iron.
Like a lot of our
iron.
Listeners getting...
Just get a branding iron.
The new logo on their lower backs.
That'd also, then have a table full of insurance waivers.
Yeah, always got to have those. Gotta have those.
You imagine if it's a dirty needle or something, and Tim gets sued by 17 people that got tramp stamps and infection.
Tim, please make it flex fit with no logos. What does that mean? Flex fit.
I think that's what Iggy was talking about.
No, yeah. All right.
Not a fan of those.
Well, this guy doesn't want a logo now.
And if it was fitted like that, you could put 590 in the back of the hat cap.
You could still do it on a snapback. Just put it atop.
Don't say atop. Don't say atop.
Sure, Tim enjoys Cat and I are putting his hat together for him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. It's fine with me. I want to put the best product out there as possible.
And
that
knowledge.
Takes other people in the room. Okay?
I got hat knowledge. Most people just think a cap is a cap. And so you end up putting out these promotional caps that don't fit right and no one's going to wear them. It defeats the purpose.
The closer versus the poser.
It's not bad.
Fight name.
That might be the best one, except it's unfair to Timberfake, who is a wonderful American.
Yeah, he's not going to go for that.
Doesn't matter if it sells, right? If Tim's getting $20 a throw.
This lunch today, you know, I don't know what, I know he said, I don't want much, I want metabolic meals, I want the best trainer possible, and then he was looking for some kind of stipend.
Ha-ha! He would enjoy a stipend.
And he does not want the strap to be on the line.
You've got to get a different strap.
There has to
be some kind of strap on
the line.
The
strap has to be on the line. And also, Timberfake has already said on the air that he doesn't want to make any money off this. It's all for charity. So any stipend would go to whatever cause that day that he wants it to go to.
Well, there you go. I just got a text from the advertising buyer for Sailor Jerry, and he said, if you organize a tattoo artist for the event, Sailor Jerry may be able to cover the cost. This might be happening now. I'd like to see some bronze get tatted up. I kind of have a thing for that, and I don't know what that's about. I wonder what that is psychologically. The nipple piercing thing?
I don't know. I don't know. Kind of an anti-establishment thing, maybe?
I think you have mom, mom issues, and you want to lash out by seeing women defiled.
You don't think Bonnie Rotten has too many?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. The spider web tats on her breasts. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
That's made me uncomfortable at times.
So you do know. It's not an attractive look to have spider webs on your person.
Yeah, well, on your breasts specifically. Like if they were on like her stomach or back or something, it wouldn't bother me. But there are the breasts. Everybody's looking forward to seeing them. All of a sudden, now there's spider webs on them. You're going, I don't know about that. That's what I mean. I don't know.
How crazy is she going to look when she's 65 years old? I mean, it's one thing to be that far out there when you're 22 and a porn star. It's cool. But she's going to have that for the rest of her life. And don't you think she's going to spend at least half her life going, what in the world did I do to my body?
I think she might have some other regrets mixed in there that are at the top of the list.
Watch this.
Regrets. I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention.
Nice, Tim.
I feel like I drove that home. Guys, what kind of tattoos are we talking about? I'm open to anything, really. That's from Ray King. Yeah, I could see getting a tattoo at our event.
Yeah, tramp stamps.
Yeah, we'd like a Ryan Kelly Morning After tramp stamp.
Yeah, it should be sponsored.
There's a picture of Ryan Kelly with a thumbs up.
I know a dude that likes a nice ankle tat.
Uh-oh, this is producer
Joe. Oh, I think I know where you're going.
Boy, Joe regrets the hell out of that. He's had it for 20 years.
Well, can't he get it removed?
I don't know what the deal with tattoo removal
is. That's going to be a huge business.
I hear
business.
Tell it's painful as the day is long. Is it?
I think that's going to be a huge business forward.
I could see you'd have regrets if you have a prominent tattoo, but something on your ankle, who cares, you know?
I thought one way to get rid of them is just to tattoo your skin tone over the tattoo. The color ink that matches your skin tone, they do it over the tattoo.
Yeah, I remember, what was it, 01? Raylene had like a little mushroom tat in her left ass cheek. And now I've seen her perform since, and now it's like she's made it into a flower. That's kind of fun.
It's like not really not that much fun. What?
Has she gotten big?
I don't want to answer that question.
What,
sounds
scared?
Like you're fat shaming, yeah.
Because Iggy's fat shaming.
No, I was just, because I've seen different videos where she's gotten a little big, then she wasn't big, then she was big, then she wasn't big, and the boobs are always big, but there are other parts too.
She's just a big
old gal. But let's not objectify her like that. I'm sure she's a wonderful person. We don't judge her whether or not she's put on a few or not. It's what's inside. Well, like that's what Lady Gaga's that was Lady Gaga's whole message with the meat suit. Remember?
Yeah, she's still wearing that.
Yeah, she had it on last night in Tennessee. No, I'm not fat shaming anybody, but when you're going to use these videos, you want to kind of be prepared.
I don't know.
I'm used to Raylene being, you know, nice breast, and there was one I saw where she was kind of lifting things up.
She was
lifting
things up.
What, is she moving?
So working in the warehouse?
What?
Rube. So I wasn't fat shaming anybody. It was for purposes of using the video.
Timmy the Tickler's on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Yes,
oh,
Timmy.
Oh, no.
What hey, is Doug, a tickler? How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. Keep it clean.
Well, that's not going to happen. So, anyway, I don't know about anybody else, but I view the spider tattoos on her boobies as like bullseyes. So when I release my man juices...
Put him down! Put him down! Put him down!
That's about as vile as it gets. You just gave him a stern warning, too.
We have to watch the FCC violations. Timmy the Tickler has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub handsome leather-bound suspension log.
And his wife is the one who Robin fed Larry Nichol at the TMA Live in O'Fallon.
She's a good sport.
She is. She's a patriot.
Not just 2 days. See, sometimes I wonder about your suspensions, because sometimes it seems someone doesn't even deserve it. Then someone like this was just warned, and they weren't just vile. They were ultra-vile.
You know what? I think you're right. You know
and
what?
It was just 2 days.
You know what? I think you're right.
And let's be honest, they're meaningless suspensions anyway.
No, they're not meaningless. I don't want to make a messy logule, so I'll just put a one in front of the two. Timmy the Tickler has been suspended a period of 12 days' time.
Wow, wow, wow.
I don't expect that felt good. And listen to the pin being slammed down.
That's when you know you did wrong, when Doug slams his pen down.
Yeah.
Guys, Bonnie Rotten is my favorite adult film star. Thanks. That's from Eugene Koo, translating for Sung Won Ao. Oh. So he texts in?
It wasn't him.
Leave Eugene Koo out of this, please. It's not Eugene Koo.
Slam the Cardinals now. 7:17 is when the show went off the rails. Darn fine baseball discussion up to that point.
Guys, the refi champ versus the freeloading tramp. Lefty Jacksmere with the suggestion.
No. Little too long.
Let me tongue you down.
You don't have a location for the bout yet, do you?
No. I've had a lot of suggestions. A lot of people want it for the Rills.
Is that true?
Yeah, because they know a few thousand people are going to show up, so why wouldn't they want it? It's cash money. Because
that might figure into the name of the bout, like Thrilla in Manila. You know, it could be the sponsor's name.
I don't think we have
the
expense account for the
flight. No, but the sponsor's name could figure into what you call it.
I see.
Not bad, Doug. Now you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like blowout at Hot Shots.
I do kind of like the closer and the poser.
That's your favorite at this moment?
I kind of like it, even though it's not nice to timber fake.
No, he's not going to go for that.
Again, I don't know how much leverage he's going to have in this negotiation.
Well, Tim is trying to get $20 a throw. And if I had a t-shirt like that, I think I would spend. I'd get one for young Tyler.
Tyler would be wearing it around at school.
I just think if he's not into it, the whole thing's not going to
He's into this. He texts me constantly. Constantly. And he's going to be on his game today. I don't think he knows Hannah's going to be there. Hannah knows he's going to be there. She knows her assignment. The assignment desk sent it out last night from the Inside STL news team.
Now, will the news team announce tonight the date and the location and all that? This is what's being hashed out?
No, because we have to make sure that we have a fight in place. If Timberfake is asking for asinine stuff, we're just going to get up and walk away from the table.
Oh.
Do you like...
But I believe we are all within a range of agreement on this. Ryan Kelly just wants to raise money for Friends of Kids with Cancer. That's all he wants to do.
We have a scale there to see just how big the Stormy Combatants are, because I think Ryan Kelly might outweigh Timberfake by 25 pounds.
They can buy one. When you get that horn and you scream, news team assemble,
right?
And they stop
like Wes Mantooth.
Yeah, just tell them, pick up a little scale, a little bathroom scale. Because that's a key element.
Pick up a scale. No, it is. Let's see what I got here. Hey, I do want to let the listeners know about this, and I've noticed that some of the people on the fan page have done it, because why not? It's costing you $3, making the switch to Harry's razors. Big razor companies have always made a small change, come out with the newest version, and then raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same. I made the switch to Harry's last month. And when I shave, you can tell a difference. It is so smooth and easy. It's a true game changer. And Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. And you get your free trial set when you subscribe. And then all you do is you pay $3 for shipping. That's it. Plus, special offer for our listeners. Enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm for free with your order. Doug, what do you have to lose? The answer's $3. Yeah. That's it.
Oh. See how good Tim looks? You want to look like that? You want to be cool? You get those razors.
That's Don't right. we all want to look like Tim?
And be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Go to harrys.com right now and enter Inside STL at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's HARRYS.com and promo code Inside STL. And you finna be smooth.
Like Tim. What about this one, Tim? Dollars and nonsense.
Wow. I kind of like that.
Dollars and
nonsense.
I'd
be like that.
I'm not really fond of that one. No.
Wow.
I don't think it's rough enough.
Jay is texting me pictures of Bonnie Rotten's feet. I assume these are Bonnie Rotten's feet. Yes, it is. Yeah. That's what goes on during the show for me.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, blessed is the Lord I choose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like Yahweh has chosen me and gone, okay, I'm going to give him a bad beat with the skull thing and the hairline and the height. I'm going to make sure that people text him pictures of feet. So there you go. Blessed.
Yeah, that's a break even.
Blessed, are you familiar with this woman's work, and are you a fan? I didn't mean to put you on the spot because I know you kind of drifted off into a marijuana euphoria.
I'm not
familiar. I've heard of the name. Obviously, once you hear the name Bonnie Raitt, kind of catchy.
Right.
It sticks in your brain. I haven't checked out any of her game tape, but maybe I'll check that out today. Actually, I probably will.
Oh, you will?
I will.
Yeah.
Just to see what I'm getting into.
Well, it's just, he's a dedicated worker.
Right. He's just doing show research is all he's doing. Game tape.
Do you like dollars and nonsense?
I don't mind it. I think I like the closer and the poser. But I know there's another clever one just around the bend.
I agree.
Waiting.
Feels like we're workshopping it.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Well, we do have this on the Captain's Log. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart. He will be with us every week this upcoming blue season. Doug, which will, of course, end with a parade down Market and the Chalice.
Well, I guess it could. I guess it could. I don't think they're favored.
They're not. They're picked fifth in the Central per USA Today.
It'd be quite a little story if they did.
And then also, we will be joined by John Mozeliak at 9 o'clock. Your email is the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Give away Blues Blackhawks tickets for this Saturday. That is the prize, don't forget, a week from tomorrow. I can't wait for this. I'm really excited about it, and the forecast is outstanding. Have you seen the forecast, Diggy? Since you guys are the favorite to win this thing, the Lemmings opened at Normandy. Doug will be doing the show out. I assume we're doing the show out there anyway. Are we doing the show out there, Seamaster? Yeah, we're doing the show out there from 7 to 10. Maybe we can do another Foot Fetish Friday, since Jennings will be right there. And then we have the golf tournament at 11 o'clock.
I saw
the forecast 77 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, that's what I saw. But then again, I use my phone app, which is usually off by 20 degrees. So
I think they do say give or take 20 degrees in the forecast, just to give them some margin of error. All right, we got a break. Kelly Chase 8:30. John Mozeliak 9 o'clock. It's Ryan Kelly morning after.